They describe something very different than we learn in history books. A story that goes back more than 13,000 years, and perhaps up to 50,000 years. Describing how humans were created like creator gods in the image of these sky gods known as the Anunna or Anunnaki. Now, the term Anunna was originally a Sumerian name, and Anunnaki was actually an Akkadian and Babylonian name, but they essentially mean the same thing, and they described them as the gods who came down from heaven to earth. In these tablets, it doesn't just discuss how they created us based on something that could maintain the infrastructure here and only be a slave, but actually creator gods like them. And that's what makes our story so incredible, was that we're told in school that we're just like a simple evolved ape and nothing significant towards the world of the universe. But the way that these stories describe our origin stories are completely different than we're taught. In fact, my favorite tablet that describes the significance of who we are comes from the myth of Adapa. Now, the name Adapa can be equated to the biblical name of Adam or Adamu. Now, in these tablets, Adapa was described as living in the city of Eridu, which is fascinating because that city is the city mentioned in both the Sumerian king list and the Uruk list of kings and sages as being the first city ever created on Earth. And in Eridu, which is in southern Iraq near the Persian Gulf, near the confluence of the Euphrates and Tigris rivers, a great civilization emerged, and it's described how it was a city that was built in honor of Enki, the great creator god of the Anunna. In that story, it discusses how Enki created us in perfection in their image, where we got the gifts of these gods infused within us and initially allowed us to live for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. But that's what makes this so interesting, because we've gone down this road of falling so far to where we are now, where our mortality limits our lifespans to only about 120 years because of our telomeres. But it was very different back then. We had a completely different bloodline and these hidden gifts within us. And Adapa is described as being an ancient being that was able to be alive for hundreds and hundreds of years. And he's described in the myth of Adapa as not only being just a perfect man, but the greatest among the Anunnaki of all. Which is rather perplexing if you think about it, because it means that not only are we created in perfection, but we were created in a way where we were even greater than our creators. And that's where a lot of these challenges came in that we'll be discussing in some of these episodes. It really is where the point started, the moment began, where the conflict of our creation came up against these creator gods, and certain jealousies and things came into play.